Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Okay. All right, this is pretty much the last bit. On September 21st, 2015, I enter a Mercury-Jupiter period. Jupiter's significance in astrology is, in my opinion, one of the best because wherever Jupiter is placed in a chart, it gives you an abundance or excess of that thing or topic. However, we've all heard that saying, too much of a good thing. Well, the saying is definitely attributed to Jupiter. Many modern astrologers call Jupiter Santa Claus. Why? Well, Santa knows how to bring us joy and excitement, and that is precisely what Jupiter likes to do, aside from bringing justice. This was definitely a fun period for me, seeing as how my Jupiter is in Virgo opposing my Mercury in Pisces. Both of these planets in my chart are in fall, meaning neither planet likes being in the sign that it is in. Mercury doesn't enjoy Pisces, and Jupiter definitely does not enjoy Virgo. Jupiter cannot expand and see the bigger picture while it finds itself in a sign that is so hyper-focused on little details. Mm-hmm. Life was very much about work during this period, especially because I found myself working with a girl that I didn't realize till later I had developed a crush on. We were friends, but somehow our friendship felt different to me. She's a Leo, so she would shower me with friendly attention and affection, and I'm right smack in the peak of figuring out what it is I really like. So over the course of the next few months, without realizing it, I think I kind of start falling for her, but never actually admitting the feelings to her nor to myself. It was like everyone around me could see it. They could see us, but I couldn't admit it. And to some extent, I think she couldn't either. Many things happened in that friendship, but one of them was us never admitting how we truly felt. And if we ever came close to it, it was never sober.
Can I stop it right there?
Yeah.
You just said none of us really admitting how we truly felt. You do have...
Never said it.
Yeah, you do have Jupiter in Virgo, which is square your moon, as well as your Mercury squaring your moon. As in, hey, that points to us not truly saying how we feel or believe. Well, I believe and feel.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you know, boom, boom, boom. Go ahead.
Pretty much. That's what my life looked like a lot during that Mercury-Jupiter period, not sober. Always under some sort of influence, always escaping. Escaping from the last few years I had gone through, escaping from the hurt I had experienced in my previous relationship, the lies, the shame, the guilt, the imprisonment of my mother and how different our relationship was because of it. Escaping from responsibility and from figuring out what it was that I truly wanted. So I drank and escaped. I smoked and escaped. I crushed on hard and escaped. I found myself in the middle of yet another love triangle, except this time it was with women and not guys. I found new friends I could escape with. I got on Tinder. I met queer girls. I had experiences. I smoked from the time I got out of work to the time I closed my eyes to sleep. I was barely ever home. The streets and friends' houses and local parks became my home. I couldn't go home. Home was a reminder of all the things I wanted to escape. Of all the things I couldn't face. And then in 2016, right in the middle of...
By the way, stop. The moon is also symbolizing home.
Right.
And you just said you couldn't go home, you didn't want to go home and all of that stuff.
I couldn't.
Huh?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then in 2016, right in the middle of the Mercury-Jupiter period, I meet the girl I would fall in love with that would completely and utterly change my life. Then my home became her. I suppose in many ways this was also an escape. She opened her arms and her doors to me and I stayed until we became completely and utterly toxic for each other. I came out to my family with her without wanting to, but because again, my shying away from responsibilities made me so sloppy that one night I never came home. And the next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, my mom is knocking on this girl's house wondering why I have no clothes on and have disappeared for 20 hours. Mom, I think I like her. And not just as a friend, but I want to be with her like her, I tell her. My mother, in very fitting Hispanic fashion, responds to me, responds to me as if she was the main character in a Spanish novella, questioning every single choice and partner I had had up until that part. Not crying, but screaming at me, making me feel like I was an abomination to the family. Her daughter, gay, after she has spent a year in a female prison learning how lesbians have sex. couldn't be true.
So your mom took a squaring approach to finding out this information?
Yeah. Yeah. I was in love with Melanie, and nothing my mom thought or said or did could ever change that. And very quickly, it was my mom's thoughts and words and actions that did change it. Our mother-daughter relationship became very frail and estranged. She did not like me being with my partner, and my partner did not like me wanting to be with my mom. I was caught in the middle of two very strong forces, two very strong loves. Two people that meant the entire world to me, yet I could not bring these two worlds together, no matter how hard I tried. I suppose that sounds very much like a Mercury-Jupiter opposition in fall. Eventually, the tension between these two opposing forces broke, and I broke right along with it. I lost the girl I fell in love with, and my mom kicked me out of her house. And I think truly that it's really at this point in life, at this point that my life starts taking a turn and I start becoming a different person, or at least actually wanting to be. In many ways, as painful and hard as it was to endure the heartbreak from both sides, in retrospect, it seemed necessary. That was the moment I would grow some sort of backbone. That was the moment I would realize that I had to live my life and make something of myself, do anything, take any sort of path. It didn't matter, but at least take it.
It's funny you use that word path, because I said the sun day charts have to follow the path of the sun.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Oh, go ahead.
I'm almost done.
All right.
It was this breakup that led me to start becoming more serious about astrology. That was another thing. I found astrology during the Mercury Saturn period, but I took it seriously during this period, the Mercury Jupiter period. It was this breakup that led me to start becoming more serious about astrology, something that had found me around 2014, 2015 during the Mercury Saturn period. Surprisingly, the day we broke up, me and Melanie, was the day I had started my first real grown-up corporate job. Still, I continued heavy on the partying and the smoking and trying any substance that would numb me and my little broken heart. But I was making good money now. I was living alone and I didn't give a fuck about anything because I was too numb to actually care. My only priority...
Hey, did I meet you around that Jupiter period?
Yeah.
Jupiter.
My only priority was...
Go ahead.
You're going to give him a big head now.
My only priority was going to work and getting fucked up. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to cut it there. Because the rest.
All right. Okay, but let's just say this. With the rest. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.